9.
Tim and Joe.
BBC Radio Leeds.
Or Tim and Nigel, as it is tomorrow. BBC Radio Leeds for a Saturday morning. Good morning. Now, a group are camping out on Upton Moor, close to the wind farm this week, as part of a youth-led campaign to push the European Union to increase its ambition on climate change and creating green jobs. The group from Young Friends of the Earth hope to highlight the importance of climate change. Well, joining us on the line now is Elena Wright, who's one of the organisers of the trip. Good morning, Elena.
Hi, Sally.
Hi. Tell us exactly what's going on and why you're doing it then.
Well, yeah, basically we're camping here with Young Friends of the Earth, providing a space for people to come and talk about climate change and the impact on young people. And we're part of a wider European campaign pushing Europe for immediate action on climate change.
And how hard is it to get young people to join in groups like this?
Well, I think actually a lot of young people are really interested and concerned about climate change, particularly because it's going to have a disproportionate impact on young people in the future, and it's really our future that we're talking about here.
Yeah, of course, young people are the old people of the future, aren't they? How many people are actually involved then this weekend?
This weekend, it's kind of a group of us from all around the country, so it's about sort of 20, 30 people coming together from all different regions, and then we're going to plan events and kind of go out into our areas and launch a campaign, but we're also part of a wider European network, so there's groups all around Europe.
Now, you're camping by the wind farm, which obviously is, you know, it's the symbol of renewable energy, really, the wind farm. But it is a cause for a lot of argument, because many people, well, they don't want it near their houses, do they? They call it a blot on the landscape. A lot of people say they can be a nuisance. What do you say to them?
Yeah, oh well, that's why we think it's really important for the community to actually be involved in benefiting from renewable energies, and we're promoting kind of community-based energy, looking at the example of Denmark and countries like that, where the local community can buy shares and actually benefit from the wind power.
And do you really believe that green energy is viable? Do you think it is the answer to the carbon crisis?
Yeah, definitely. Well, really, it has to be anyway, doesn't it? Because, you know, fossil fuels are finite and they're coming to an end, so it's really a dead end to be investing in fossil fuels, and especially with the impacts of climate change, which is going to be all around the world.
But what about people who suggest that, you know, there's not just two answers to the question, you know, carbon energy or renewable? What about nuclear energy?
Well, we're sort of concerned about that, really, and the burden on young people and also the subsidies that needs to actually be viable. So we're more promoting actual genuine renewable energy solutions like wind power and solar.
And what about the young people that are involved in this? They're the ones who hopefully can get jobs out of this, aren't they, out of renewable energy? Do you think that it really is going to bring the jobs that are promised?
Yeah, well, actually, there's some recent research out from the Potsdam Institute that's showing that there'll be millions of jobs created when the EU kind of moves to a higher ambition on climate change, because that will generate a massive need for investment in renewable energy. And that's really what's desperately needed at the moment, we feel, especially with all these youth unemployment as well.
So lots of people taking part this weekend from all over the UK. What's the main message that you're going to be giving to the European Union this weekend?
Yeah, the main message is that we want them to move to a 40% target by 2020, because that will actually generate a massive investment in green energy and the sustainable future that we really need.
Okay, well, thanks very much for joining me this morning, Elena. Have a good time at the wind farm this weekend. It certainly sounds like lots of people involved in that. Camping out at Upton Moor, close to the wind farm. It's part of a youth-led campaign to push the European Union to increase its ambition on climate change and creating green jobs. It's BBC Radio Leeds for a Saturday morning. Sally Fairfax here with you till 2 o'clock.